Steve will lead us in meditation.
So now, Lord, just to close your eyes and just begin that journey inward. Today, in this moment in time, in this journey we are on planet Earth, we're here to take the world around us and lift it to a new level of consciousness, new heights. And we bring ourselves to that level today. All the activity of the world and turning inward and feeling that presence that is who we are. Just feel the love and the peace and the energy and the life. And so we breathe. We breathe in peace, we breathe out hope, we breathe in love, we breathe out joy, we breathe in life, and we breathe out possibilities. And each breath unfolds. We move higher. We move away from the judgments of the world around us and into that experience of the divine, knowing that the world is unfolding before us and that we are architects of this world. We create the reality within which we live through consciously thinking, feeling, and knowing the truth. That we are divine beings. That we have great spiritual power to manifest that which needs to be manifest in the world. If we will but take the time, each day, each moment, and see the world through new eyes. See the creative process unfolding every day. As we look at some of the difficulties and challenges and tragedies that exist around us, we also know that these are calling us to lift higher and to transform those experiences into a world of peace. For peace is where we are headed. Peace is our goal. Peace is our destination. And we take the first step with a peaceful heart, an open heart, a loving heart, a joyful heart, a heart that sees all the good and calls it forth into expression. A heart that knows there's a divine purpose for all the activities in the world. A heart that lives with compassion for those who are suffering. A heart that has empathy, understands. A heart that wants to reach out and help to support each person in our life on their spiritual journey. But we are all headed to the same place. We just have different ways of getting there. And so just hold this divine idea that the world is headed towards peace. And we are on that journey together in the silence. And so let us hold this consciousness as we close our meditation with our repraise. I'm having one of those deja vu all over again moments that nothing has changed. It's been 3 years since I've been here, and it feels like yesterday. So it's great to be back. It's great to be here with you today. It's great to have an opportunity to talk to you and share some of the, hopefully some of the insights that I've picked up over the last 3 years since I was last here as a speaker. And to kind of just bring everybody up to date, I have a sense that my talk today is really about journeys. It's really about beginning to see our life and the moments and the experiences of our life as a journey. And one of the things that caused me to have that change or understanding and awareness was the times that I've spent on the Camino de Santiago. First was in the spring of 2019 when I walked halfway and my feet were falling apart and ended up having to come home. The second was in the fall of 2021 when I went back to finish and was able to finish but wasn't fully complete. So I went back again in 2022 and did the whole thing from start to finish, which was really the essence of my book, is I had what I think of as a heavenly experience. And then I went back again in 2023 to walk the Camino del Norte, which just about killed me. I thought I was in shape, And every day was harder than the hardest day on the previous commute. Finally, we had some stuff going on back home, and I came back home. And so that's still an unfinished part of my Camino experience. But what I want to do, because the Camino has had such an interesting effect on my perspective and how I see my life, I want to give you a sense of what it's like to spend a day on the Camino. So I have a short video that I want to show you that this couple from Brazil, I met them a couple of days prior to the video. This is the 27th day on the Camino out of 33 days. And so I met this couple 2 days before, and I was walking up to one of the highest points on the Camino, Cerribio, which is a little town right on the very highest spot, and ran into them again. This is early in the morning, and then spent the day with them walking. And so they captured this. They were filming their whole experience. So they captured it. It went up on YouTube. So I'm on YouTube, you know, in terms of this day. But I want you to see it just so you get a little flavor of what the experience is like. So Brian, would you show that?
I'm leaving home for the coastline, someplace under the sun. I feel my heart for the first time, 'cause now I'm moving on, yeah, I'm moving on. And there's a place that I've dreamed of, where I can free my mind. I hear the sounds of the season and lose all sense of time. I'm moving far away to a sunny place where it's just you and me. Feels like we're in a dream, you know what I mean. The summer air by the seaside, the way it fills our lungs. The fire burns in the night sky, this life will keep us young, yeah, keep us young. By the ocean, our hearts will move with the tide, and we will wake in the morning to see the sun paint the sky. I'm moving far away to a sunny place. Feels like we're in a dream, you know what I mean. I'm leaving home for the coastline, someplace under the sun. I feel my heart for the first time, 'cause now I'm moving on, yeah, I'm moving on. I'm moving far away to a sunny place where it's just you and me. Feels like we're in a dream, you know what I mean. The summer air by the seaside, the way it fills our lungs. The fire burns in the night sky. This life will keep us young, yeah, keep us young. And we will sleep by the ocean, our hearts will move with the tide. Morning to see the sun paint the sky.
We had to cut it off a little short. It was about 10 minutes long if I would have left it go. But anyway, did you get a feel for what that's a day on the Camino? You're walking about 16 miles on average each day, and sometimes you're climbing hills, sometimes you're not. But there are some components that show up in the journey that you're on, because each day is similar. I mean, you get up and you have breakfast and you take off and you walk for 5, 6, 7 hours, depending on the circumstances. But what happens in the context of the journey is each experience of each day is unique in terms of people that you meet and connections that you make. And one of the things that really occurred to me in terms of the journey aspect of it is that everybody's going to the same place. We're all going to Santiago. Santiago is St. James. The name Santiago means St. James. That's the burying place of disciple St. James, is in Santiago de Compostela. St. James of the Stars is the name of the town, the city, and he's in the cathedral. And so that journey has been going on since the first millennium. For 1,000 years, and so it's powerful in the sense that there's a consciousness that is there with people walking, because not very many people know each other, but you meet people along the way, you become friends, people share intimately with you immediately, because there's this trust or this thing that's going on, and we help each other along the way. It doesn't matter whether you know somebody or not. If somebody's having a struggle, you stop and you help them, and help them get to the destination. So, in unity, you know, we have the many paths, one God, many paths, and that's a foreign concept in a lot of spiritual communities, in the sense that there's one path, there's one way to get there. Well, we don't practice that, and the Camino reaffirms that there are many ways to get to the same destination that we are going to. And so those are the components, and as I began to resonate and sit with those and feel them in my own life, I realized that my life is a series of journeys. One journey after another, you know, the journey of childhood, the journey of education, I mean, I can name them, the journey of relationship, the journey of raising children, the journey, all those journeys, the journey of career, you know, all the different things that happen. But within those journeys are a lot of mini journeys that occur, that show up in our life at times when we sort of least expect them. I think Jesus kind of said it really well, in the sense that he was helping us understand what our priority is. When he said in Matthew 6, he said, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Now, he's not saying that we shouldn't have things. What he's saying is, what are your priorities? What's most important for us to live a conscious, a happy, peaceful life, spiritual life? What do we need to do? We need to focus our attention and put that first in our process, in our experiences, in what it is that we're doing, and recognize that that's really oftentimes what the journey is all about. That many of the journeys that we are on in our life, whether they be long ones or short ones, often are there to move us in that direction, to awaken us to something that is within us that needs to be acknowledged and shared. It's interesting, last night I got up in the middle of the night and I flipped on the TV, and all of a sudden I found out what went on in the world in terms of Iran. And I thought, oh, I'm talking tomorrow. And I just can't not say anything, you know. So I thought, you know, this is an opportunity. It's not a coincidence that we are meeting today. And we are meeting because we want to be reminded of how it is that we want to approach these issues in our life. Whether it doesn't matter what side of the fence we're on or whether we're on a fence at all. It matters how we want to show up and how we want our energy to engage in the world around us. And so if our destination is peace, if that's where we're all headed, if that's what our consciousness is calling us to do, then we have an opportunity to use our spiritual understanding, our principles that we have learned in our times at church and in our classes and workshops and other things that we do. We begin to bring those into our being. They become part of the fabric of who we are. And rather than get pulled into the world when an event occurs, rather we have the capacity to step back and say, how do I want to see this? How do I want to engage with this? How do I want to express myself? Do I want to be angry? Do I want to be obnoxious? I don't want those things. I want to be thoughtful. I want to have a higher perspective and see the bigger picture if I can, so that I can hold the consciousness for us to move to a better place. That's the spirit that I think is important for us to engage with ourselves. And it happens, we learn that in all the journeys that we take in our life. Just recently, I finished one journey that started on my birthday when I found out that I had throat cancer. And that was April 14th. And it's not the best day to find out that you have cancer, right? And it was really interesting in the process, because the doctor kept tipping around, well, might be the big C. He says, would you just tell me what's going on? You know, because he's worried about hurting my feelings, which I appreciated, but, you know, the reality is the reality. And so he said, you know, you've got a tumor at the base of your tongue, and it needs to be treated. And so they went through all the process. And so for the last 6 weeks, I've been going through radiation and chemotherapy. I just finished on Tuesday, was the last radiation treatment. And it's gone really well. And I thought about, in the beginning of this process, I thought, well, here's another journey. I've never dealt with this before. I know many, some of you have dealt with this kind of thing before. I never have on a personal level, other than maybe a friend that might have had it. And I really, you know, it's one of those things that you just sort of don't talk about, right? Well, all of a sudden, here I am, and I thought, okay, this is a journey that I'm on. I've been given this, so there must be something here. So I decided to call it my Camino de Compassion and Empathy. It's the way of passion and empathy, compassion and empathy. That this journey for me is going to be about compassion, understanding what others have gone through when they went through this journey in one way or another. And empathy, understanding the journey and understanding that I can talk to people about it and I can be connected to it. I had a cousin in 2007 that was dying of cancer, and nobody would talk about it. And he came out to the lake place, our lake place, and I was there. And he was towards the end of his journey, but he wouldn't say it. So it was hard to engage because I had no understanding of what he was going through, no understanding of that experience. Well, now I do. And I thought about it a lot as I went through my experience. It is not easy. This treatment apparently is one of the more difficult ones because it's in your throat and that's where you eat. And I know the doctors, when we first found out about it, they said, well, you're probably going to have a feeding tube. You maybe have to have blood transfusions. And he went on and on, and I was like, whoa, you know. And so I'd posted something on Facebook, and one of my Camino friends actually called me and from New Hampshire, and he said, I went through that about 6 years ago. And he had to have a feeding tube, and he had to have, he lost like 50 pounds, and he said it was just horrible. But he said he got through it, and so on and so forth. And then one of my, in my history club, one of the fellows had gone through it about 6 years ago, and he didn't have to have any of that. And I thought, okay, so there's some choices here. How do I want to engage with this? And so I decided to just kind of engage with it and pay attention. I was on pain meds, you know, oxycodone and gabapentin, I think. Gabapentin. And it was driving me crazy. My mind was all messed up, you know, I was dizzy, and I could, you know, it was just nuts, and I hate that. The greatest high for me is a clear mind. That's my greatest high. And I was just like, ugh. And so I thought, well, so I took control of it. And I got off of it. I completely got off my pain medications, backed them down. And my providers were like, whoa, you can't do that. I said, well, I don't have any pain. And I didn't. The pain went away once I decided to make that step. I also got off quite a few of the other medications. I have a stack of medications in my cupboard now that I haven't taken because I didn't need them. I would play golf once a week. And so I'd come into the clinic for my treatment after my golf game. They said, would you play golf today? I said, well, yeah. She says, you're a beast, you know, and they'd give me this kind of thing, you know. So I'd go in there. And what happened is I literally confounded my providers, that I was way ahead of the game the whole way through, not because I was something exceptional, because I made a decision to make it a journey. And I made a decision to be involved in the journey all the way and look at every aspect of it and connect with it. And so I got through without a feeding tube. I got all the way through with none of that stuff. I actually gained weight during a period of time. In that, and they were like, you know, how are you doing that? You know, so I'm eating more. I says, well, you shouldn't be hungry. And well, I am. I'm hungry that I don't want to have a feeding tube. So I'm doing what I need to do. You know, I felt sorry for Carrie because she had to deal with all my quirky stuff that I was trying to deal with, and she's been the greatest support that I could possibly have had during this process. So here I am. I'm through the... Yay! I'm done with the treatment. They said it takes about 10 days to 2 weeks before you start feeling like things are coming back. But my energy actually is coming back already. I was really tired a couple days ago, but right now I'm doing just fine. And so it's all coming together for good. So what the message here for me is that when we see things as a journey, as a spiritual journey, not just a journey from one place to another, but as something that engages us at a deeper level spiritually, and we are open to the learning that we have within it and are willing to look back at the areas in our life that we might want to enhance, to grow in, to become better at, to feel more connected to all those things. We are walking a spiritual journey, because a spiritual journey isn't just one big journey. It's the series of journeys that we take with a spiritual consciousness, a spiritual understanding, a deeper knowledge of who it is that we are and how we wish to show up in that life experience. Walt Whitman once said, he said in Leaves of Grass, he wrote, "Not I nor anyone else can travel that road for you. You must travel it by yourself. It's not far, it's within reach. Perhaps you have been on it since you were born and did not know. Perhaps it is everywhere, on water and land. It is within us, it's all around us, it's part of our life experience. Why not jump into it? Why not try to go to a higher level with it? Whatever it is, whether we're having struggles with finances, whether job issues come up, whether we lose a job, you know, all the difficulties that show up in our life experience are the first step of a journey that is taking us somewhere if we will but see it in that context. And when we see it in that context, we begin to create divine moments. Divine appointments will show up in our experience. I remember when I applied to ministerial school way back when, and there were 90 people for 33 openings, and I thought I was God's gift to the ministry at that time. I learned otherwise very quickly. But I was having this interview and with these six ministers, and this was the interview, whether I was going to get or not get in. And I remember it wasn't going well. I didn't feel like things were going well. And finally they asked me, what's your greatest strength and your greatest weakness? And I thought, well, I know my greatest strength, but I don't know my greatest weakness. You know, I was kind of had this deer in the headlights sort of moment. And I just breathed and I said, well, my greatest strength is my positive attitude. And then a divine appointment showed up. And I said, and my greatest weakness is my lack of humility. And it was like everything changed. Because they knew that I knew what my problem was and what I needed to work on, what I needed to correct. And, you know, a lack of humility is really just bluster, trying to cover up your insecurities, essentially. And so once you understand that and recognize it, then it's not quite such a problem or an issue. So those divine appointments show up in every journey that we take as a spiritual journey, because we create them. Spirit shows up when it needs to. On my first Camino, when my feet were a mess, and I was walking on these feet, every step hurt. It was for 4 days I walked on these feet, and this woman, Nus de Savadra, sort of stepped in. She saw what was going on, and she said, let me take you to the doctor. So she took me to the clinic. So I'm lying there on the table in the clinic, and they're taking this stuff off my feet and scraping them. And I could hear they were talking in Spanish, and I kept hearing the word loco. And I said, are they talking about me? And she says, yeah. They think you loco. Mm-hmm. So they sent me home. That was when I came home. But I became, Nuis became my Camino angel. She'd been through cancer, and she helped me on my return trip. And she worked with me in terms of understanding what I needed to know and learn on the Camino and all that. And she lived in Barcelona, so she was a Spaniard. And in that process, you know, I had this nice relationship, this Camino angel. And it was on my fourth Camino when I was on the Del Norte, I got a call from her partner that her cancer had returned and she passed away. And it was, you know, I was there in Spain, but it was very sad because she was such an important component in the journey. But we always have those. In every journey that we go on, somebody shows up or something shows up or some situation happens unexpectedly because we have approached the journey from a higher consciousness. Amen. From a consciousness of love and peace and compassion and understanding, all the spiritual principles that exist. You know, I wrote these two books. One is my experience on the Caminos, and it's a reflection also of many of the past lessons I learned that helped me when adversity struck during those trips. And so I would reflect back and remember a time in my life when I had to go through that kind of situation. And so then I would use that. And so that's what this book is about. The second book is kind of jumped off to expanding it to the extent that heaven is walking the spiritual path. And I believe that to be true. When we are walking the spiritual path, we are literally doing what Jesus asks us to do. We are putting up treasure in heaven. We are entering that into our spiritual bank account, if you will, if you want to see it in those kinds of dynamics or those kinds of terms. And so the book really consists of 26 lessons or spiritual ideas or principles that I believe in, that work in my life. And the idea isn't for you to take this and use those in your life. The idea is for them to evoke something within you that tells you what is important to you in your own spiritual journey. What principles do you stand on that are the principles that help you whenever you need to move that specific direction? And so there's some questions at the end of each chapter, and the idea for me is that, you know, we're going the same place. We're going to God consciousness, to Christ consciousness, however you want to frame it. That's where we're headed in terms of our experience. And so we all have these different experiences and beliefs and ways in which Spirit can show up in our life that aren't identical. So you don't have to believe what I believe. But if I can get you to talk about what you believe, then you will believe that more and you will use it in your life. That's the idea. And that's the many paths kind of dynamic that I think is so important. And that's what happens on the Camino. I mean, you walk with people every day that are in different, that have different religious perspectives and different ways of looking at life, and yet you become close to them. And you may be in completely opposite. You may be very traditional Christian or Jewish. I walked with Muslims. Anybody that would walk with you and talk with you, you spent time with, and you learned from them what they believe. And you never judge them. Judgment was never a part of the experience. Basically, you want people to be on their journey, to go to where it is they're going. And when you all arrive to this place together, then you celebrate. And can you imagine us arriving at a place of peace? And we celebrate that the world is peaceful. My world is peaceful. The world is peaceful. Your world is peaceful. Your world is filled with possibilities. Your world is joyful. Your world is working for you and for everybody else if you will but recognize it, if you'll go back and embrace it in some meaningful and powerful way. Paul Hegarty wrote, "Life is a journey. And if you fall in love with the journey, you will be in love forever." If you fall in love with the journey. I fell in love with the journey. I like to go on journeys. Now, I'd prefer to have a little more positive ones instead of cancer. But, you know, I'm not, and I can't say that I'm particularly happy that I got it. But I'm certainly filled with knowledge and understanding that I was not 6 weeks ago or 7 weeks ago. I'm certainly better in terms of my own consciousness for it. And the struggle of getting through it is part of it. It really brings it into your experience, into your reality. So I invite you to step back in your own life, to see through the lens of a spiritual journey. Lay up some treasures in heaven. This is the time to do it. When the world is in turmoil, that's the time to lay up some treasures in heaven. For they will serve you. They will be there when they are needed. And one of the things in the Camino is the Camino always provides. We say that in unity, right? Spirit always provides. Whenever it's needed, it's there. If we will but lay up treasures in heaven, we can use that in our life experience. So let's just take a moment. Just close your eyes for a moment. And thank you, God. Thank you, God, for this opportunity to be together this morning, to recognize that we are all on our journeys, and that we love Spirit. We love to be wrapped in the arms of Spirit. We love the spiritual life. is what fills us, feeds us, nourishes us, and sets us free. Thank you, God. And so it is. I have my book outside. You can get both books for $20, or you can buy them separately. Either one. Thank you for allowing me to be here. God bless you, and have a great day. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve. So what I got out of that is it's a little bit about your attitude about life, right? So here we go.
Attitude, be the attitude.